Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Assistant Wildlife Division Chief Casey Anderson. We're going to talk about car-deer collisions. Casey, deer season is here. I guess this is the time of year that we're going to see more deer and people have to be extra careful.
Yeah, that's right. There's a few things going on right now. You've got deer season coming up. So there's going to be people out looking for deer, pushing them around the countryside. And you've also got a lot of row crops are coming off right now, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, a lot of times deer will use those row crops for hiding cover or some food. But once those row crops are off, or even while the combine's out there, those deer are going to be moving around, crossing roads looking for a new spot to hide. And then you've got the rut, which is going to be coming up, where deer, especially bucks, are going to be traveling long distances, you know, looking for does during the rut.
Casey, it seems like there are some areas that are more prone to accidents than others. And by areas, I don't mean geographically. I mean, like you said, corn, sloughs, right. Things like that.
Yeah, there's those areas that have decent habitat, escape cover, or especially areas where they're going from escape cover to food. You may have a large block of trees on one side of the road, a cornfield on the other. They're going to be crossing between there quite often. And if you're like me and you travel the same road every day all the time, you start to figure those out.
You know where they are.
Yeah, but you know, sloughs are another good one with cattails. They'll be bedding in those cattail sloughs and then coming out to find food in the evenings and the mornings especially. And now, this time of year, a lot of us are traveling to and from work. It seems to be right at dawn and dusk.
Sure.
And those are probably the worst times or the best times to view deer, however you look at it. But they're going to be out moving from cover to food, typically.
Of course, deer crossing signs are a pretty good indication that there's habitat in the area. What are other signs they should look for?
I think just paying attention while you're driving, especially if it's a route you take often, just where those habitat pieces are and where the food sources might be. If you see a big cattail slough or a block of trees or farmsteads, block of trees, person should just pay attention when you get to those areas.
You said sunrise and sunset are particularly susceptible times. Of course, the headlights are on in your vehicle and you can see the eyes and you can see them in the ditch, and that's when
right.
You should really be on your toes.
Yep. If you're not paying attention to the road for whatever reason, you know, those are the times when it happens, typically.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that if you see one deer, then you're going to see more. I know a lot of people go, if they just missed one, and they go, you know, just
right.
Barely dodged a bullet there. But a lot of times, there's more in the area.
That's right. A lot of times, especially, you know, when we get into rut, a doe may cross the road in front of you, or there may be a buck close behind. Or a doe crosses the road and her fawn, you know, her fawn is going to try to get over to her before that car gets there a lot of times. And so it's definitely true. If one deer comes across, you want to pay attention because there could be one or two more.
There are things that you should do and things that you shouldn't do if you're traveling. All of a sudden, there's one in front of you. There's nothing you can do.
Right. The best thing to do is just hit the brakes and stay in your lane. You don't want to swerve into the other lane. There may be another car over there. You don't want to lose control and go in the ditch and cause your vehicle to have a worse accident than just hitting the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know nobody wants to hit a deer, but in some cases you just got to hit the brakes and take the shot if that's the lesser of two evils.
You know. If you do hit a deer, and again, there's things that you should do and things now that you actually don't have to do that you needed to do in the past.
Right. In the past, it was a reportable accident. And now, you know, North Dakota law doesn't require you to report it. However, if personal injury is involved, you still need to report it to law enforcement. But you're going to want to check with your insurance because they may want a police officer to come out and assess the damage or things like that. And so if you hit a deer, contact your insurance company and they'll give you the steps to do it.
Basically be on your toes then.
That's right, yep.
All right. Casey, thanks.
You bet.
Remember, again, if someone is injured during a car deer collision, you must report the accident to law enforcement. Another rule to be aware of, if you hit a deer and want to take possession of it, you must have a permit from your local sheriff's office or a game warden. And another reminder, as Casey said, car deer collisions occur more often during firearms deer season, which begins this year at noon on Friday, November 4th, and runs through Sunday, November 20th. For Casey Anderson and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.